Right. Hello, everybody. This is DJ EJ, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Hope you all have been enjoying the nice weather around here, Boston area.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think, what was it, Friday, I think, was the hottest day on record in Boston, I think?
Something like that.
For February, yeah.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. Okay, well, I'd say we should just roll right into the tunes. So I'm going to start us out with some Pixies. Okay, so that was the first track of my set, and that was Debaser by Pixies. And it's from their fantastic 1989 album, Doolittle. As you might know, Kurt Cobain was a huge fan of the Pixies, and he said that Nirvana was basically a Pixies ripoff band. I'd say Nirvana definitely took concepts from them, but I'd say that's a bit of an overstatement. I don't know, but yeah, that song, I really like how I guess it's joyous in a strange way. It is, I don't know, it just makes me really happy. Anyway, I always try to play something that I've heard for the first time in the past week here on the archive, and this is that song, and this is by the Stooges. And when I first heard this song, I thought that the yell at the very beginning makes it worth it. So here we go. This is the Stooges.
No!
Ah!
All right, that was TVI by The Stooges from their 1970 album Funhouse. If you didn't know, The Stooges were fronted by Iggy Pop. And I think that song is pretty punk sounding for 1970. A lot of people say that they're definitely one of the forefathers to punk. And I think that's pretty apparent on that track.
I really like the screaming.
Yeah,
it was good.
That's the highlight. It's very wild and animalistic, as he tends to be.
Definitely the open air and everything else in between.
I know some of Iggy Pop's solo stuff from like the later 70s, and this certainly is a lot more energetic and raw. I mean, the album that followed this one up is called Raw Power, so...
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, exactly. All right, this next one came out a couple decades later, and it's by The Dismemberment Plan. Okay, that was Memory Machine by The Dismemberment Plan. It's from their 1999 album, Emergency and I. I really like that album, and I'm actually surprised I've never played anything from it yet, because I listen to it a lot, and I don't know, they're really cool.
That's quite a band name.
The Dismemberment Plan?
Yeah.
So apparently that is something that, according to Wikipedia, that is a stray phrase uttered by the insurance salesman guy in Groundhog Day.
So, really?
Yeah.
Huh, that's a good movie.
What was his name? I don't remember. Oh,
is it the one who, like, tries to be his buddy?
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, I don't remember. I haven't seen that movie in a while. I should see it now, though, because I'd be interested to see how that fits into anything.
Right. Yeah. I don't remember.
Sounds like something that they just made up. All right, well, I was thinking about my transitions for this playlist, and if any music theory nerds are listening to the show right now, you probably would have noticed that that song was largely in 5/4 time, and this next song also is. So this one is by Akron and Family. Okay, that was the one that you just heard there was the final track on Neutral Milk Hotel's acclaimed 1998 album, In the Aeroplane Over the Sea. That song is an incredible closer for the album. That's probably one of the best album closers that I know of, because it just like sums it all up so well. That song is called Two-Headed Boy Part 2. So there's a two-headed boy earlier in the album, and this is the reprise, I guess, even though it's the second longest song on the album. But anyway, the first song that I played just there in that little twosome was Running Returning by Akron and Family from their self-titled debut album from 2005. I really like that song. Definitely got a Radiohead vibe going on. The vocals sound like a mediocre Jeff Buckley almost. But I don't know. I think they're charming and there's a lot of character in them. Yeah, it sounds like Radiohead if they just picked up a bunch of banjos and kind of went folkier. Okay. Well, anyway, this has been DJ EJ, and you're listening to The Archive on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and I have one more song for you all tonight. So, on The Archive, I try not to play the same artist repeatedly. And just, yes. But just last week, I closed my set with a song by Elliott Smith, and this week I'm also going to do the same thing, but I have a very good reason in doing so, and that is the fact that his album Either Or came out 20 years ago today. Well, actually yesterday, since technically it's Sunday now, but close enough. Yeah, so this is a track by Elliott Smith from Either Or, and I hope you enjoy it. With some Elliott Smith to wrap up DJ's segment of The Archive. That was Angelus, and that is from his 1997 album Either Or, and that turned 20 just today or yesterday, depending on how pedantic you are. Not only is that one of my favorite songs by him to listen to, but it's also one of my favorites of his to play on the guitar. I don't know, I think it's a lot of fun, and it just sounds really good. But anyway, as usual, we're going to switch things up. DJ Hank is going to be stepping up to the control board in a moment. But while we transition, let's get in our hourly PSA.
Then what you're going to do is turn onto Marcy Avenue.
Just broke up
and go past and the first three
she's
lights
happy
and then take
it.
The next left.
I don't really
then drive
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks
but
you should be
who
there.
Am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see
I
you
heard
later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hello, Medford. This is...
Hi.
This is DJ Hank here, and you're listening to 91.5 WFO. So, this set list, or playlist, I decided to try a bunch of new songs, so I hope you guys enjoy, and kind of a similar genre, so...
Rumor has it that DJ Hank has out-new-songed me this week.
Yeah, this is five... songs that I have sort of discovered recently.
I'm impressed.
Although the first one is not a new song, this is an absolute classic, and I hope that you all enjoy.
Thank you.
So that was Don't Want to Fight by the Alabama Shakes. I think, didn't they win like a Grammy or something?
I think they won a bunch of Grammys last year.
Yeah, that was Sound and Color, their album, which was very popular. Their first album, I don't know if it was as commercially successful, but that one was certainly very big.
Kind of picking up on the fact that she doesn't want to fight anymore.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, definitely does not want to fight anymore. I would say that's a...
Made it pretty clear.
Pretty clear. All right, so this next one, we have some Gary Clark Jr. Alright, so yeah, as I said, that was Gary Clark Jr. with the song Cold Blooded, which came out in 2015 on that album. Edward and I, or DJ EJ, were just commenting that it did sound like it came out maybe like a little bit earlier, but...
It's got a vintage feel.
Yeah, I really like his voice with the music. It just sort of matches, and DJ EJ, I apologize... Was saying,
gotta work on that.
Yeah, I really do gotta work on that. Was
Henry.
Saying, Oh no, exposed. Ah. He was saying that it sounds exactly almost like the singer from Alabama Shakes. All right, so this next song is similar, but with a little bit more, I guess, instrumental. I don't know. I hope you enjoy. So that was Call Me by St. Paul and the Broken Bones.
It's a cool artist name.
It is a cool artist name. And I really like the, like I was saying, the instruments there. Got some trumpet and everything. It's almost like a blend of the first two artists with a little bit more of that, like, vibe.
Brass band.
Brass, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
All right, so this next song is by Dawes, if that's how you pronounce it. Hope you enjoy.
Just roll with the punch. I used to win every night of the week. Yeah, back when sex and amphetamines were the staples of our childhood physique. You used to tell me we'd turn into something. Oh, you said life was much better than this. Yeah, but the closest I come to perfection is when you turn around to steal a kiss. But you never trusted tomorrow. Yeah, baby, is that any way to live your life? Well, you love this heart and this six-string girl, oh, but they've been out of tune, yeah, for some time. Well, you say, oh, I love so many women, only so many women love and driving me wild. Yeah, they say, oh, you get lost in complexion and the structure of a well-placed smile. But luckily you, oh, you never smile. Yeah, oh, you, oh, you never smile. Oh, and it looks just a little bit better that way to me. Sometimes it does. Oh, but you know you never trusted tomorrow. Oh, baby, that's just a problem of mine. Yeah, I've been thrown around by some bad ones, girl, oh, and a good one was a new thing this time. Yeah, but you showed me that I couldn't be farther, oh, from the truth of the problem at hand. No, I could never say, baby, tomorrow, oh, I'll be right there. I'll be your man.
So that one right there was Tomorrow by Shaky Graves, and the one before it was Roll With The Punches by Dawes.
Love me some Shaky Graves.
Yeah, it was really good. DJ EJ and I were having a nice conversation about...
There you go.
About how, yeah, like it was really good.
It's got a nice, unique kind of sound.
Yeah, definitely. That sort of... Towns Van Zandt-esque voice that everybody who listens to the archive regularly knows that I do enjoy. Well, thank you for listening to this segment of the archive on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Yeah, thanks for chilling with us.
And I will leave you guys with a little Rayland Baxter. So I hope you guys enjoyed this sort of innovative set list for DJ Hank.
I've really been enjoying it, to be honest.
Yeah, there's been no Clapton and no Towns.
I'm getting a little suspicious
Of
your identity.
Yeah. Somebody.
Although then again, I did expose you earlier.
Yes, so. Right. Yeah. Maybe next week I'll have some Clapton. But
better.
Yeah. All right. Everyone have a good night. See you next week.
watching my bridge burn down. I was standing by the river, watching my bridge burn down. 'Cause I've done a bad thing, and I'm paying for it all right now. Well, I've done a bad thing, and I'm paying for it all right now. Toes. Well, I've been aching so much that I just don't ache no more. But there is a one thing that I need you to see. And you ain't a never met a man as sick as me. Hey, Mr. Bartender, you see my trembling hand? Excuse me.